Today is Monday, the 7th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. The St. Thomas Music Group sing Mysterium Amoris by Margaret Ritzer. From the text by John Mayne. The meaning of life is the mystery of love. Just as the roots of trees hold firm in the soil, so it is the roots of love that hold the ground of our being together. Today's reading is from the prophet Hosea.
Thus says the Lord, therefore I will now allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. There she shall respond, as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. I will make for you a covenant on that day, with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife for ever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
The prophet Hosea speaks here of the God alluring the one he loves, speaking tenderly to her, taking her for his wife in love. Does this kind of language surprise you? The tender, sensuous language of betrothal? How do you notice yourself reacting to it? Can you see yourself as the object of God's love here? Yourself as the one God wants to allure and speak tenderly to? Listen to the reading again, and notice how the reading moves from talking indirectly of her to speaking directly to you.
Thus says the Lord, therefore I will now allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak tenderly to her. There she shall respond, as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, you will call me my husband, and no longer will you call me my Baal. I will make for you a covenant on that day, with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creeping things of the ground. And I will abolish the bow, the sword, and war from the land. And I will make you lie down in safety. And I will take you for my wife for ever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
There she shall respond as in the days of her youth. Do you ever feel that your relationship with God has become tired or jaded, and hanker for some pastime when it seemed full of life, when you responded to God and felt God responding to you. Knowing that God is ready to respond to you, can you speak to God about that now? Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.